Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
First of all, before we get into it, I want to wish each one of you a very Merry Christmas and a happy season. And dear Lord, we just praise our Savior for this time. We recognize Him, especially this time, but every day for what He did for us. So with that, I'll jump right into the questions. They follow up to 2 weeks ago, a lot of the same material, but also as I make my estimation and prognostication for the new year, let me start with gold, which really is the one that's got the most to talk about. In 2019, we saw, 2020, excuse me, we saw gold go up 25.5%. It was triple what I had estimated the December before. And this same thing I've done for FTM now for 8 or 9 years. So as we saw gold go up 25.5 last year, as we were doing this 1 year ago today, forecasting for the year 2021, I said we felt gold would do about 8%, but so far it's down 5.5%. So it's been about a 13% difference from what I thought it would do last this year and what it's actually done, which really sets up for what I want to talk about. No one likes to see their investment go down 5.5% in a year. But on the other hand, everybody loves to see it go up 25% as it did in 2020, gold did. So now, what is driving gold? What can we expect in 2022 as we look ahead? Certainly one of the major things, the difference we mentioned 2 weeks ago, is the United Bank of Switzerland now selling gold-backed currency. Here, one of the largest banks in the world, you can now buy and back your currency with gold. In other words, there's a 100-ounce commercial bar out there, an actual allocation. They're selling these in 1/10 of a gram. It takes 32.15 grams to equal 1 ounce. So we're seeing that a lot of, it's like $5.50 value if you're buying 1/10 of a gram off of a 100-ounce gold bar. So this is going to grow and grow, and we'll see other banks, especially in Switzerland, that part of the world, follow suits. So this is another demand for gold we didn't have a year ago that is just starting. The most interesting thing about gold has been we've seen the dollar go up recently because of what's going on in the stock market. People are selling out of stock, moving their money into money markets or into their account with their stock brokerage firm, and it's being backed by U.S. Treasuries. So what we're doing is we're seeing we're helping the Fed buy their treasuries by moving out of the stock market into treasuries and watching the dollar go up in value. It's up to 96.8, which is hard to believe. And what we've seen over the last, since the thing started at UBS Switzerland, is we've seen gold going up and the dollar going up, both of them, and the stock market going down. So it's now to the point where we expect the dollar, when it does start down, and we expect that in the first quarter with all the things going on with the government, that we're going to see the dollar go down and gold go up, even though gold's been going up with the dollar going up, which has been amazing to watch. Nothing else can say that. So we look at that and we're doing. A client of mine sent me a film I just looked at that was interesting. One of the uses of gold in Dubai is they're eating gold for dessert. They showed a $1,200 dessert with gold shavings on it, and people were eating the gold shavings along with the dessert as part of the dessert for $1,200 for that dessert. We're also seeing in Dubai that's always been wealthy, but now with the dependency on oil and what's going on in Russia with the tank and their possible war, it's all watching the gold now go right back up. And we expected in the first quarter of this year to gain to the 1940 to 1960 range from the 1793 range where it is this morning. So I look for gold to come out. And like I said, after being wrong last year and way wrong the year before, because gold went up three times what I thought it would, I think we're definitely looking at $2,000 gold. So to go in and tell you 10 or 12% is what I feel very confident that gold will do next year. And there are things that can make it do a lot more. But just watch the collapse of what's going on with, we're going to see oil prices rise. We're going to see the independence the United States has enjoyed go away on oil products and gasoline especially. So we expect gold to be, once again, somewhere in the 10% range gain for, and right now we're just seeing a huge demand for gold. It's taking 3 and 4 week deliveries. The premiums have not gone up like I thought they would, like they have in silver. We'll get to that in a minute. But gold should be one of your top percentage holders of your total assets because it has got a lot of things that are going to drive it up in the next year economically. Printing of money by the government, what's going on with the treasuries, possibly a China-backed gold currency we keep hearing about. If our country were to go to a digital currency with nothing backing except the faith of the U.S. government, it would be one of the fastest appreciating currencies you've ever seen. It would plummet as Pelosi and others continue to say, we've got to have a digital currency for other reasons than what would really be the reason they want the control of it. So watch that. Let's go straight to silver. After 2020, watching silver go up 47%, I sat here a year ago and apologized again for predicting a 10% up, and it went up 47%. It caught me by surprise. But this year it's down 15%, which is really aligning it for its next big move. And right now we can see premiums. We still got 3 and 4 week delays on any 1 ounce silver coin that is made by a country, you know, like the Krugerrand or the Royal Canadian Mint or the Philharmonics, all the Britannias. All these are like $3.50 over. We have the lowest price in the country, according to a lot of the big boys that track it. We have the lowest in the country. And even though the premium is higher than it's been, I would still urge you to buy as much silver as you can possibly, because silver's not going to go down 2 years in a row. How much it is going to go up? I'm predicting 15 to 20%, but there is a caveat. Certainly, if it turns in this economy through the COVID going on right now, just goes and sends this world economy into a tailspin, gold will do what it did in 07 and 08. It will be the number one investment. Silver, on the other hand, because it is more industrial driven, especially with the solar panels, electric cars, and all the things that will drive it up, especially if we keep printing money like drunken sailors, like this administration wants to do, then we're going to stay out of a deep recession. But if we go into it, I still don't think silver is going to go down much this time. It may go back down to around 20 to 21, but I don't see it going lower. So you're going into silver with a very low risk of it going down and a very good chance that we'll print money and stay out of a recession, and silver will possibly go up more than gold. But gold will not be volatile like silver. It is money. And just remember the Basel III agreement we've talked about over and over, where central banks can buy gold and count it at market value, when there's no other investment that can do that except treasuries. Not silver, certainly not stocks or real estate. They have to count them at 50 to 75% for their annual statements they put out to the stockholders of the particular bank. So watch silver from that standpoint coming up through the industrial demand for solar panels and for electric cars as that mandates more and more silver has to be purchased by China, is they only have two more years left where cars have to be driven by silver buying for the electric cars. So watch that. Platinum is the next metal up. It was up 14% in 2020, almost exactly what I'd forecasted. That was my big forecast for last year, 10%. But this year, platinum's down 15%. And it's just a scare that people are that there will be a deep recession. It's more and more sensitive to the economy than even silver is. So, but I still feel that platinum will make a rally because the rarity of it is 42 times gold. Platinum is 42 times more rare than gold. So when there is demand in all the different uses of platinum, a lot of them through the airline industry and aeronautical engineering industries, that we will see a rebound in platinum. So hopefully it'll go back and gain what it lost this year. Would be a great year to go up 15%. But I think it definitely will come up double digit, 10% back this year. So it's a good time to add a little platinum to that. But like everything else, there's a shortage of all precious metals in the cash markets. And people are moving out of paper money. They realize through what I'm getting ready to talk about, the change. So as we see that, my age group, the baby boomers that were born from 1945 to 1953 or four, that 8 or 9 years in there, stayed away from cryptocurrencies like the plague because they didn't understand it. But when you look at it, it's better than the U.S. dollar. Far superior. And yet we're now seeing there's a mainline investment. Cryptos are through ETFs. Just think, the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, has checked it out and believe that it can be and has the collateral to be an ETF. So we're now seeing that. But the NFTs are the story of 2021 and 22, is now you've given someone that doesn't want to own the U.S. dollar because they know the future of it's horrible, so they want to go in and get a non-fungible token and have something to back it. Then you understand it. And most of you know I'm affiliated with a company called IceCap.Diamonds, and I urge you to look at icecap.diamonds and give me a call, because this is the explosion product I've been looking for a long time. And the ones of you that have moved, that looked at it through FTM, have done unbelievable. July 1st, we started, and Jerry's clients are up, would depend on when they bought, anywhere from 5 to 31% in 5 months. And these things are instant liquid. But if you'll visit icecap.diamonds, give me a call on my diamond line and we can discuss it. It's 912-771-9353. Once again, 912-771-9353. But I want you to review it before you call, because this is the hottest investment out there. It's going to get, because these are triple X diamonds. There's a very less than 1% of the diamonds in the world. They're all perfectly made, cut. So you want to look at triple X, all with GIA and GCAL certificates. You've got to have the two top certificates in the world. These are instant liquid and the grade is insured forever by Lloyd's of London. You cannot miss with this as a slow, smart part of your portfolio. If you want to take delivery of the diamonds, you can. If you want to put them on the blockchain like I have mine, then you put them on the blockchain and we'll explain how you always got at least one bid, so they're instant liquid with this, and this is growing astronomically. We've been at it 5 months, and next year this will be one of the main stories, and the appreciation next year, in my opinion, will be over 20%. And it's a great place to put a small part of your portfolio and have instant liquidity and a product that's exploding. Remember, diamonds are very confidential. They're very portable. You can put $2 million in your fist, in your hands, and that is something that people are looking for as we go forward with all the uncertainties of what's going on in the world economy. So we've covered a lot of things today, but primarily I want to wish you a Merry Christmas again, and we thank you for those who have been clients for many years. We hope to keep being service to you for years to come, and all of us, Dan and Jade and Catherine and myself, we all wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and us dig in 2022 and try to stay abreast of what's going on. May God bless you during this season and next year.
Hey friends, this is Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly. Recently, we have been receiving many emails from our listeners commenting on the great help they're getting from our precious metals expert, Tom Cloud. Gold and silver are excellent hedges against the growing threat of coming U.S. inflation. Who's your gold guy? Make it Tom Cloud. With over 30 years' experience with precious metals, Tom will answer all of your questions. Don't buy your gold and silver through some call center and pay inflated prices. Call my good friend Tom Cloud and speak directly with him and get all of your questions answered. For a limited time, Tom is offering free shipping and insurance on every gold and silver purchase made by our listeners. Call 800-247-2812. And when you do, tell him that Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly sent you. And he'll throw in that free shipping and insurance on your entire order. Call your gold guy, Tom Cloud, right now for the very best deals on gold and silver coins. 800-247-2812. That is 800-247-2812.